Thanks for downloading this episode of the John Curley and Sherry Ellicker Show. Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. The best place to watch all your favorite sports. Featuring wall-to-wall viewing screens, six windows, and 30 kiosks. Be there at emeraldqueen.com.
Here we go with the John Curley, Sherry Ellicker Show. You coming along with the ride. Much appreciated. You can write to us at mynorthwest.com. Although Andrew says...
nobody really does
all
that.
All right. To the Makashu Casino Resort text line at 1-888-973-5476. Or Aaron Gorilla's cell phone, 206-914. Is that, are we allowed to give that one out?
No, that's fine. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You're totally off, so it's fine.
Okay, I'm going to psychically get the first number, 4.
Yeah, it's actually all right. It's a little weird. Do you have my number? Yes. Do you have my number? Is that how you knew that?
No, no.
Okay, all right.
I've said this before, and it's a completely useless, absolutely ridiculous, weird skill I have.
Uh-huh.
That I can guess numbers before people tell them to me. And no one ever is amazed by it. I'll be talking to a total stranger, and I'll say something like, so how long you work at Boeing? And they, even before they say it, is it like 13 years? They're like... yeah, I've been there for 13 years. Mm. They're never like, well, why'd you do that? But how long have you guys been married? Like, what, like 6 years? Like, yep, 6 years coming up on, Monday. And it's just, and I always walk away and I say to Nick, where I'm like, isn't that weird that I got that? I can guess people's numbers like that. Why isn't anybody ever amazed by that? You just a few.
I think we need to give that a try. I think we need to put that to the test.
Diving into the dough! I've already dove in! No, I do. I mean, I don't like to point it out because I don't know if I'm going to fail at it, but I will just sort of, yeah, I can do it. Bye.
Well, if you have the gift, you have the gift.
But I don't know, but it might be one of these gifts that like might just, you know, be furtive and might just be there for a moment and just disappear like a small animal.
Okay, I'll give you one that you might already know.
This is your testing me over great distance.
That's okay. Okay. What month is my birthday? What number month is my birthday?
Well, I'd have to ask you. So, no, because I don't do things. Because then now you're asking for days. And no, I don't do it that way.
Oh, here we go.
How long have you and Trevor been married? 17 years?
No.
See? Happily. 9.
No.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be tested this way.
Also, no.
No, I'm not going to be tested this way.
Okay. Okay.
It's like a small little woodland animal. You turn, gosh, you see that? And then it disappears. And then it's there again.
It's got to be organic.
Yeah, it has to be organic. It can't be put on the spot like that.
Okay.
How the president of Mexico could sway U.S. presidential election. This is from the Seattle Times. I think they got this from the New York Times. Immigration has now moved up to the top number one thing that people are most concerned with, because with illegal immigration, you get crime, you get strain on city budgets, right? You get just a variety of mess that comes with it. And it's just, it's millions and millions of people pouring into this country and having no respect for the law. And this thing has come back to really bite Biden. And now they're saying if the president of Mexico were to step up and do something about this and work with the White House to stop the flow, then this could really help Biden. I don't know what point this would start to happen, but illegal immigration will continue to increase. I think it goes up a little bit during the summer, drops down a little bit. The temperatures get too high, but still people continue to pour into the country. There was some video that came up last week. They put up some barriers of some sort and they just paraded right on through it and pushed right past a bunch of border patrol and some National Guards and stuff. Texas has sued the federal government saying, listen, we're going to arrest people. You say that we can't. We are. We're going to continue. Now we're going to arrest people that are coming in here. Federal government says you're not allowed to do that. So that's been going back and forth. It's in the court. But still, at this point, Texas says, listen, we're going to forget what the federal government wants. We're going to try to enforce some laws here in Texas. So this is a big, big issue in the United States and a big issue that Biden still hasn't properly addressed. And they tried to impeach Mayorkas. They got Mayorkas, but it doesn't stop the problem that they have. So it really gets down to whether or not the president of Mexico do something to stem the flow, right? What else is the New York Times that I might have missed in there, Sherry?
The New York Times talks about the fact that they sent a delegation to Mexico back in January. And at that point, the Mexican government beefed up their enforcement. Mm-hmm. Immigration went down a bit when that happened. So now it's back to where it was. And so what they're finding is this Mexican president is completely unpredictable. They don't necessarily know when he's going to cooperate, when he's going to pull that cooperation. And what Trump did was he put in the threat of tariffs. And he's saying, if you don't stop this problem, you're going to have to pay for it in some way or fashion. So what is happening now is that Biden doesn't want to do that. Biden does not want to have a conflict with Mexico. So he's been very easy on them. Mm-hmm. And the Mexican government is saying, hey, sorry, this is entirely the responsibility of the U.S. They need to change their immigration and asylum system. It's not up to us. So the only way maybe to get their attention is to do what Trump threatened to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a possibility if they go on the campaign trail about that could be something that Trump would talk about.
Yeah. Well, it's known as the safe third country policy. And from Louisiana, Senator Kennedy talking to DHS Mayorkas.
You can tell me if I misunderstand this. Safe third country policy says America has joined the UN treaty that says if you're being persecuted politically or for race or for religion in your own country, you can seek asylum in the United States. But this is the safe third country part. You have to seek that asylum in the first safe third country that you enter. Is that basically correct?
Of the safe third country policy? Are you asking me, is that a correct
assessment? I am.
Yes, but let me also
Let me ask you this, Mr. Secretary. Safe third country policies have been around for over 40 years, haven't they?
I don't know. The
they started in the 1980s in of all places, Scandinavia, didn't they?
I don't know, Senator.
And the UK has a safe third country policy, doesn't it?
Senator, the UK is underway in addressing its immigration
Spain challenges. Has a safe third country policy, doesn't it?
Senator, if you know the answer to the question, I'm not sure why you're posing it to me.
Greece has a safe third country policy, doesn't it? I'm because I want to know.
I want to go to Greece this summer, by the way.
I'm going in May.
That's right. Joe's going. Okay.
If you know, you don't even know how many people are coming into our country.
That is
Greece has a safe third country policy, doesn't
safe
it?
Safe third country policy.
Senator, I disagree with the statement that you
understand, but does Greece have a safe third country policy?
I do not know if it does.
Canada, the EU, Turkey, Norway, they all have
created the safe third country agreement.
Yeah, and the first thing that President Biden did, and you did, when you when you took office, was abolish our safe third country policies.
So if you're coming from another country and you get to that safe country, that would probably be most likely Mexico. 70% of the illegal immigrants that are coming into the country are not from Mexico. So he's saying, listen, they're not from Mexico, so they have to cross into Mexico, stop them in Mexico. That's the safe third country. You wait there while all the paperwork and everything else is done, because now you're away from all the harm. You're sitting there in Mexico, but Mexico doesn't want to deal with this. They don't want to have to deal with all the people that are sitting there. They don't want to feed them or house them or provide some sort of sanitation relief for these people. So they don't like the additional cost. They just pass on through, come right on into the United States, where now the cities have to deal with it. So that's why Mexico, by the way, if Mexico has any of this, they're going to be able to negotiate something for them in return. So it's like saying, we'll just keep pouring people in. We won't do anything unless you do something for us, cut us a deal somehow on tariffs, or give us this or give us that. What do you have for us? If not, we're going to continue to fill your cities with immigrants from all over the world. How many do we know that are there for just a better life, and how many there are there to disrupt and to take lives here in the United States? And one little sort of fun thing, if you're getting in an argument with somebody, like, well, immigrants to this country actually commit less crime than native born. You could say, well, how do you know that number? The conversation I had the other day with somebody. How do you know that number? Well, because the study. Well, no, because if you look at a sanctuary city, the police are not allowed to ask where you're from. They're not allowed to ask if you're a citizen. They're not allowed to ask those things. So there are major cities in the United States that do not keep data on any of that, especially here in the state of Washington. So if the police pull somebody over and they arrest somebody, they're not allowed to say, you know, are you from another country? Are you a legal immigrant? Are you a resident of the United States? Are you a citizen of the United States? You're not allowed. So the data itself is flawed in that regard. So when you hear those numbers, you don't really know that's the real number. Donald Trump's latest gift to everybody is to buy a Bible. I watched this entire thing.
That says grift, not gift.
Grift. Okay. It's both the same thing. It is a gift. He needs some money, although his stock is doing well. When it comes to Truth Social, the thing just blew up. It's gone nuts. I think he's got $6.5 billion or something like that. But he wants to try to raise some money. And boy, if I had to buy a Bible from somebody.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all...
It's all in the Bible, sure.
Part of this.
God, no, he's got like stuff in the front of it.
God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have... Many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book.
Sorry.
$60.
I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
You know, make America pray. But, you know, so people that are Trump fans are getting mad. Okay. You know, make America pray. Force him to pray. But he's holding the Bible. It looks like a nice Bible. It's leather. It weighs 1-point-something pounds. It's $60. And I assume it's got...
Comes with a Pledge of Allegiance free.
Right. Anyway, it's in there, sure, if you want to buy a Bible from him.
Trump, as the theologian, has had a couple of problems. For instance, there was one time when he referred to 2 Corinthians as 2 Corinthians, and there was another time when they asked him what his favorite concept in the Bible.
Concept?
Yes. So, you know, love thy neighbor, honor the mother and the father, whatever. His was an eye for an eye.
Well, they asked his favorite, verse or whatever. And he just said, oh, there's just so many good ones.
Yeah, you can't ask.
Too many to choose from.
He's selling shoes as well for $300.
Sold out.
They're
those
gone.
Gold sneakers? Yep, they are gone.
I was going to buy a pair of those.
because they go with your
no
khakis?
I just think it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of a campy thing. They were gold, and I think you had a signature on there. They were sold out. Did you got the Bibles? Did you also get a Make America Pray Again hat or something like that?
He's got playing cards too.
Playing cards,
they're like AI versions of him, like Rambo with a shirt off and like guns.
He's way behind Biden when it comes to dollars for the campaign, because he's spending most of this money, and the Republican Party is taking a lot of the money they're bringing in and having to pay for all the lawyers and everything. But he did get, because of his stock, when Truth Social went public, it's people are describing it as a meme stock, that there's really nothing underneath it. They also say if he becomes president of the United States, the value of it will go even higher. But I think, I forget where it opened. I don't know where they set it and where it opened. Normally in IPO, they set the price like $34, thinking, okay, that's a good number in there. And then it opens and it either goes down because the market's like, no way, the value is way overvalued, it, or it just shoots up because everyone wants a piece of it. They got a limited number of shares that are available, but I don't know where it opened, but it did go up, and they say
it's
now
like 60 or something right now, but it is like a meme stock, and you know, financial experts everywhere are saying, look, give it a week, give it 2 weeks. Everybody's just pumping it up because it's a meme,
right?
And a couple weeks it'll just tank,
like GameStop.
Yeah, exactly, like GameStop.
Yeah, just run it up with nothing underneath. Yeah.
Another theory on this is it's at $8 billion. By the way, it was up to $10 billion earlier, and then now it's down to $8 billion. That's 2,000 times the company revenue from last year. So people are suggesting that what could be happening here is that investors like Saudi Arabia or Qatar, they're buying it to boost the net worth, and then they can threaten to tank it if he becomes president, and that gives them leverage over him. So it's sort of a little bit of control, or they're investing in the potential of another president that they might be able to have some control over.
Couldn't imagine a foreign country actually giving money to the president of the United States or family members of the president of the United States, or maybe even the president's not the president, benefiting somehow from foreign countries giving the money for various things. I couldn't imagine something like that happening.
It's unheard of.
Absolutely. Well, thank goodness if we can stop Trump, we'll never have to deal with something like that. So that'd be a good thing. The Nigerian woman faces jail time for saying in an online review that a can of soup was too sweet. Well, thank God. Thank goodness they've gotten her. Throw away the key for this gal.
Yeah, I actually think it was tomato puree. She said it was too sweet. She did this on Facebook. The company is suing her now for $3 million.
Oh, good.
She agreed to apologize. She got arrested. She went in front of a judge. She agreed to apologize. But then she said, nope, I was forced to say that I would do that under duress. So she did not apologize. She faces 3 years or a $5,000 fine because they say that she did irreparable harm to their company.
This is a Nigerian woman, because we are popular in Nigeria, Sherry, where we were on board.
Well, you know, that happens.
They're constantly taking shots at the Nigerians.
Don't worry, they love me in Nigeria. That's right. We're back up.
Find out if we really are still number 74 as podcast in Nigeria. Right. See if we're still in there, because that is the thing we're holding our hat. When our sales team here at Cairo go out and talk to different, you know, clients, like elevator repair places and stuff, and we tell them where we are in the Nigerian podcast list.
Count the money.
Bags of money flying in, Sherry. Those sales guys are like, you know, Scrooge McDuff rolling around in nickels or something like that.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine. These are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Sherry, I will. I have to go to Buggy's. Buggy's Auto Service Center with 16 locations, been around for 54 years. You know, Duke's Seafood, there at South Lake Union, Sherry, with its waterfront dining, its iconic Seattle waterfront restaurant. With amazing views and seafood, lunch, dinner, and group dining, the place to go. Joining us on the line now is Perry. Perry, how are you? Thanks for coming on with such little knowledge as to why we were calling you, but I appreciate you coming on.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, me too.
Well, you should be.
Okay, so here's the deal. I need you to do me a favor. This is on the down low, all right?
Oh, okay, don't tell anybody. Okay, I'm with you.
Well, believe me, the way the show's been going so far, no one's listening. Okay, so tonight I'm coming over there to have dinner, and there's a guy who's come in from out of town. I need you guys at Duke's to make a big deal about me. Like, not too much, like, but just like...
Are you John Curley from Eating
the Magazine? No, not are you.
Okay.
Mr. Curley, you're nice, Perry. You're nice to everybody there. I just need you to take it up just a little bit more. Like, oh, Mr. Curley, nice to see you this evening. And just you know,
your
that
usual
little,
table, sir.
That kind of thing would be great.
Okay.
Okay. Can you do that?
Yes, we can totally do that for you.
Let me see what time I'm coming in there. Yeah,
6:15. I have you on the books for 2 at 6:15.
Oh boy.
Okay. Good. Good. So, okay, when you like the usual, that'll be a margarita. Okay.
Okay.
Like put that down there. Okay.
So you're going to say to the server, I'll have the usual.
Right. And then he's going to bring me that. Right. Okay, good. Okay.
Should you even have to ask or should they just
Mr. Curley, your margarita?
Yeah,
you know, just that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Listen, the thing about Duke's that it when there's regulars that go in there every single week. And I know you treat them with that sort of, oh, great to see you, Grant. It's nice to be here. You know what everybody wants. You know how they like it and everything. Again, I just need that. I need that little extra zip of celebrity. They just... You know what I mean?
But wait a minute.
Do you really come to Duke's?
Yes. Yes, I come to Duke's.
Wow.
Wow. What was that, Sherry?
Okay.
No. So I thought the objective here was that you wanted to be not just a celebrity at Duke's, but a general celebrity. So people would come up to you throughout the meal and say, I'm so sorry to interrupt your meal. But
yes.
I just wanted to say I love your show.
That's it.
Or that type of thing.
Yes. That type of thing. Yes.
So I don't know how you're going to get people, patrons that are trying to enjoy their meal, to get up and say that, but
that's where Perry comes in.
Okay, all right.
So when people are like, they're going to seat somebody over at table 11 or something, she'll say, hey, listen, you get over there and have to give you some chowder. You know, on the down low.
Oh, my gosh. I have to bribe people to like you?
Yes, yes.
Welcome to our world.
Again, this is, I'm going to see you, right? And it's like a scene from you're too young to remember, but from The Sting, we're going to do the old, you know, like we're secret codes and stuff like that. We'll go to the table and just, you know, don't fawn too much. It's going to look like a setup. You're going to need people coming over.
Yeah.
Excuse me, could I please name my baby after you? No, just like, you know, just take it up just a little bit more than you normally do. You got it?
Okay, I got it.
All right. See you tonight. Thanks, Perry.
Okay.
All right.
You're welcome.
There
you
go. All right. There we go. All right.
Is it really 6:15?
He better put his big boy pants on.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I don't know how I'm going to get out of here. We have a show to do.
I was going to say, we got another hour to do after that. Ding, 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 oh, well. Ding, ding.
Weird.
All righty then. You all right, Sherry?
I'm good, yes.
You're so jealous.
To everyone who has wronged me, I despise you, and I wish you a very painful destruction.
I would set you on fire if I wouldn't get arrested.
Fine, Andy. You know, you think this is too much?
Which part?
You gotta give us some kind of hint as to what kind of person this is.
It's just somebody that'd be nice that I just want to, you know.
You want to impress?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Are you wearing that? Just curious.
What's wrong with this?
No, I don't know how fancy Duke's is.
This is sort of a Southern casual, sort of a Cleveland casual. This is a nice.
Is Duke's the restaurant across from the hotel?
Yes,
the famous hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been there. That's really.
Who took you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. When I went to Seattle, guess who took me there?
Me?
I took myself. Yeah. No, I took myself, which was my only option because no one offered to take me to dinner.
Wow.
Sherry was here for a whole week. Management flies her in,
yeah,
and they don't do anything with her. Don't take her out. Doesn't mean any salespeople.
What about you?
Did I do something?
No.
Yeah, I spent the night with you over there at the Silver Cloud.
Well, yeah, there was that. But, I mean, you didn't send me flowers or...
Didn't buy her a beer or nothing?
Okay. Nothing.
All right.
No, nothing.
Yeah, all right.
I know.
Moving on. Do we have any time for this story?
Sure.
Why does Joe keep putting microdosing in the workplace stories? Joe?
Yeah? Go on.
More and more people are doing microdosing. Basically, you take what is psilocybin, right? It's what you would find in mushrooms, and they take a small dose of it. So if you're doing a 1 gram or 1 milligram or whatever it is, they take a small little bit of it, and it says it just makes them more attentive, more aware, more creative. Elon Musk does this. A lot of guys in Silicon Valley microdose. It's, to me, it's like the same sort of, oh, don't talk to me. Do I have my cup of coffee? Well, of course, caffeine is in there, so that's the same sort of not the same sort of stimulant, but it's a stimulant. But now they're saying, well, microdosing, is it right or is it wrong? Listen, if you end up getting more productivity out of people and everyone, no one's going crazy and no one's, you know, running into anybody on the cars and you're not having sort of, you know, adverse effects to microdosing, what's wrong with it? It's sort of this thing is kind of quietly running underneath the subculture in tech and I guess in other places as well. If you feel you need to take something in order to be a little bit more creative.
It's also becoming a retreat. People are going on these big retreats where they're not microdosing, they're macrodosing. So the company might invite its top executives to go to a place, you know, a tropical place or a beautiful place, and they have someone taking care of this, giving them the drugs, and they can experience this, I guess, some sort of an epiphany about life, all of that. But a lot of these people are admitting that they take about a tenth of the normal dose, which is the microdosing thing. And if they take tiny doses over time and you don't really notice, like you don't feel high, you benefit in the long run. Like over time, it will make you feel more serene or more in control or creative.
Yeah.
And the tricky part is there are no consistent expectations. So what might happen to Joe may not happen to me. And so it's still a little bit of a, you know, of a rolling the dice.
Got it. Well,
it's like the cold plunge. It's understudied. There's not, and it's illegal most places. So there's not a lot of studies on microdose.
Right. Would you ever do an ayahuasca retreat with me, Sherry?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, that's like super hallucinogenic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Point though.
Yeah. No,
the rats eating our marijuana. They're all high.
I would be terrified. I'd be so scared.
Also, now, part of the point.
But no, but the microdosing seems. I'm a little microdose curious.
But ayahuasca. You go ayahuasca, and there's all the purging. There's a lot of, you know, from both sides, vomiting, and then other stuff, and there's other things that go on. And
that sounds really exciting. Wow.
Way to give it the hard sell, John.
Gee.
I think we almost got her.
It would make us better as a team, a creative team. Yeah. Andrew and Nate and Joe, we'd all go to like Peru or something and do this, Sherry.
How about this? Why don't we start with me coming to see you and you guys buying me a beer?
Done.
Okay.
How's that sound? No, I didn't think it would go over.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and downstairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say it's all right, Joe. I need another drink.
Don't know this one.
To blow on the glass of no one
Genesis.
Oh. This is about Joe.
Play me a song, Joe.
I'll play me a song, Joe.
To fill the hours till morning.
Never heard this one.
Wonder why. You know what? Let's just stick with this really bad idea of doing Joe songs because it is National Joe Day.
It is. And we've got several Joes on the text line.
So they're all in there appreciating all of that, right?
Can't back out now.
No, commit. Go keep going. Because if you stop and then you'll be like, well, that sucked. But if you just keep going, they give you credit for, I don't know what for, but
the persistence.
Just, you get credit. Yeah. At least you didn't quit.
Conviction.
Right. At least you didn't quit. Bill Maher, just throw this in real fast. Bill Maher is basically, I think Bill Maher had this a couple days ago prior to James Carville giving some sort of political advice, which is, you know, stop with all these raging, you know, preachy feminists. And Bill Maher is saying, stop with identity politics. It's really destroying you.
I think now more than ever, we need to stop talking about the things that make Americans different from each other and start honoring the things that make us the same.
There you go.
So let my people, the Irish, lead the way. Because again, the Irish thing, I don't give a but
by the way, it's not the case right now. They've got all sorts of really weird free speech laws now in Ireland. I mean, it is bizarre with
immigration problems too.
Yeah, but they got there's immigration problems, but they also have free speech that gets you and puts you in jail for stupid stuff. Anyway, aside from that, Bill, here we go.
I do give a who wins the next election. An outdated racial pandering is one reason Democrats lose elections. When Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi put on kente cloth, I don't think it earned them one vote for their powerful emotional ties to Ghana. Here in California, we're now segregating kidnapping. Really, California doesn't just have amber alerts for missing children. We have ebony alerts for black children and feather alerts for Native American kids. What is that? We look for them by listening on the ground? Look, even if you like identity politics, this kind of thing is antiquated. From 2010 to 2020, the number of people identifying as multiracial in America went up 276%. One in five newlyweds now are in an interracial marriage, and that number goes up to 100% in ads for Subaru. The more you obsess over identity, the more you ignore the bread and butter issues that win and lose elections. The real issue is class, not race. And the real gap is the diploma divide. Mm. And the real future of the party and maybe democracy depends on Democrats figuring that out.
Yeah, stop breaking people up into groups, right? It's just so unfair to the individual.
Yeah.
I mean, it completely alienates and destroys the individual, who the individual is. You put them into a group. There's something Rance has up on MyNorthwest.com of some teacher over in Spokane screaming and yelling about, you know, white privilege and the white people. We need to stop whites. Like, you don't even, who's the person? You don't even know who the person is. You're just immediately going to the color of the individual. It's just, and that's celebrating diversity stuff. Why celebrate the stuff that's not the same? Why wouldn't you? People don't do that. Just naturally don't do that. You ever travel through Europe, Sherry, and you actually hear somebody on a train, like six seats behind you talking? Mm-hmm. And you go, hi, are you from the United States? The guy's like, yeah, I'm from Missouri. Oh, my God. And you try to think something about Missouri. Don't you guys have a great steaks there or something? Yeah. Oh, I love steak. You know, and then you spend the next 2 days with some group that you don't even know. You're like, huh, we're from the United States. Because you're with us. Oh, we're going around the United States together. Like, you're best friends. So it's like people are naturally drawn to people that have similar situations or similar experiences. Nobody's like, excuse me, you know, are you from Istanbul? I've never been there. You know, it's the diversity stuff. That's not it. You don't need to celebrate diversity. You just need to be able to just recognize that things are different, but it's the stuff that people have in common, not the things they have that are unlike from one another. So but they'll keep doing it because you do better when you slice up the groups and then have one group against another group. So I don't know if anybody's listening to Bill Maher, but he's an interesting cat because you can't quite put him in one box, as an example by that one and some other stuff he's been talking about.
I think that's how he stays relevant, is that he throws out of something a little more right of center and it gets people's attention because he's been labeled as this progressive liberal, and he's really not. He's much more down the middle.
Yeah. I interviewed him when he was in Washington, D.C. Boy, he could not stand me.
Ugh. Oh.
Huh. Yeah. That's weird.
He loved my co-host. Couldn't just get enough of her.
Mm-hmm. He does seem kind of like a tool.
I
do like the guy, but...
Yeah. Anyway. Sherry, I don't see the differences in you and me. We don't celebrate that.
We don't. And there are many.
Yes, there are. Many.